Hello again. This is Sarnoga. Good to have you drop by. There have been a lot of sissy boys dropping by lately to listen to this file. I am glad you could make it. It takes a very special boy to be Sarnoga's teenage sissy boy. But in trance, anyone can be a very special boy. Come with me and let me make you a very special boy. I am going to take you down into trance and make you my teenage sissy boy. That's right. You know you want it, and you can hardly wait for me to make it happen. You want me to take you down, down into trance, to control you and use you. Well, all right, sissy boy, let's do it. Let's go down into trance. It is easy to do. Even sissy boys can trance. Just listen and relax. And come with me. You know how to follow. That is all you have to do right now. Follow me. I know where I am going, and I know how to get there. I am going into trance, and if you follow me, you will go there with me. Follow me, and you will be there. In trance, deep in trance, you are listening to my words. You know what words are, but have you thought about my words? How they are made, of what they consist? Words, the sort of thing we take for granted. We use them all the time. But do we ever think of them? Some people study words. Others study language. There is a word for the study of language. It is called linguistics. Or so everyone says, other than linguists. Those who are linguists are fond of pointing out that linguistics is not merely the study of language, but it is the scientific study of language. They feel it is essential to distinguish between the scientific study of language and presumably the non-scientific study of language. Everyone wants to be thought of as a scientist these days. They all want to be priests of the new religion. That puts me in mind of something John Maynard Keynes wrote about Sir Isaac Newton. After Keynes had obtained and studied a box of documents written by Newton, you may already be familiar with John Keynes, or you may be asking, who is John Keynes? It is really rather unimportant, but for those who would like to know, John Keynes was a famous and a very influential English economist of the 20th century. Even more famous and influential is Sir Isaac Newton. Isaac Newton is credited with being the first to understand and put forth the universal theory of gravity. Some say he was born on Christmas Day in 1642. To get a sense of the time in which he lived, you only need to remember that almost 50 years after the birth of Isaac Newton, they hanged 19 witches at Gallows Hill, near Salem Village, in the province of Massachusetts Bay. Isaac Newton, an English physicist, astronomer, theologian, natural philosopher, inventor, and mathematician, was responsible for stunning advancements in every area of mathematics then in use. His other scientific achievements are legendary. He is referred to as the father of modern science. He is said to have been more influential in the advancement of science than Albert Einstein. What is unknown to many is that Newton was also an alchemist. He wrote more about unorthodox theology and the occult than he did about natural sciences. In 1936, John Keynes bought a box of old documents written by Sir Isaac Newton after spending almost 10 years studying the box of Newton's writings. Keynes was invited to give a lecture at Cambridge University in celebration of the birth of Sir Isaac Newton. In preparation for that lecture, John Keynes penned the following words: "In the 18th century and since, Newton came to be thought of as the first and greatest of the modern age of scientists, a rationalist, one who taught us to think on the lines of cold and untinctured reason. I do not see him in this light. I do not think that anyone who has pored over the contents of that box, which he packed up when he finally left Cambridge in 1696, and which, though partly dispersed, have come down to us, can see him like that. Newton was not the first of the age of reason. He was the last of the magicians, the last of the Babylonians and Sumerians, the last great mind which looked out on the visible and intellectual world with the same eyes as those who began to build our intellectual inheritance rather less than 10,000 years ago. Isaac Newton, a posthumous child born with no father on Christmas Day, 1642, was the last wonder child to whom the Magi could do sincere and appropriate homage." So wrote John Maynard Keynes. These days, everyone wants to be thought of as a scientist, even linguists. What they forget is that the greatest among them was a magician, an alchemist. I am told that within the field of linguistics is a subcategory, which is the study of language structure, which they call grammar, which itself encompasses yet another subcategory, which is called morphology, which they say is the study of the formation and composition of words. Linguistics contains many different divisions and specialized fields of study, many of which are again further broken down, with many of the parts being considered disciplines in their own right. Within the field of linguistics, there are so many specializations that even a casual inspection will reveal the genius possessed by those who work in the field of linguistics at turning complete nonsense into a new theory or field of study within which to toil, and for which they can undoubtedly find someone who will compensate them for their imagined efforts. Yet another category within linguistics, or as the linguists call it, the scientific study of language, is etymology, the study of the history of words. Though I believe they mean to study the history of how certain words came to be, I can tell you the history of my words. They began in my mind with a thought. Words, what are they? There are many theories. One can understand a language and words as a means of conveying thought, and may discuss all the intricate ways they perform that function. A thought, something created in the mind. Is there a way for me to bring my thoughts into your mind? One way a thought may travel from my mind to yours is for me to package it up nicely in a word or series of words. Words, little packages of thoughts. My words begin with a thought in my mind. My mind takes that thought and translates it into a word. Then I speak the word. The sound enters your ear canal and dances upon your eardrums, beating out a little tune that is carried from there to your brain, which brings it to your mind, where it unfolds once again into a thought. Is the thought that unfolds in your mind the same as it was when it left mine? That would depend on the skill with which I expressed that thought, how carefully it was put into neat little packages called words, and with those thoughts you follow me down into trance, my thoughts taking you with me into trance. I know how to go into trance. You only need to know how to follow. Follow me now. Follow me to where reality is what you make it. Even a sissy boy knows how to follow. You know how to follow. And now we are here, in trance, you and I. Alone in trance, my thoughts in your mind, my mind in yours, traveling deeper into trance as I go deeper into your mind, changing you, shaping you, making you into what you want to be. Making you into what I want you to be. It is the same. What you want and what I want are the same. You want to be my teenage sissy boy, and I want you to be my sissy boy, my submissive sissy boy, yielding to my will and my desire. You are my teenage sissy boy, 18 years old, your hair fine, growing longer, your body slight, your skin clear and smooth, face pretty, just the way I like my boys. And you are my sissy boy, doing what you are told, doing what I ask of you, doing what pleases me, bringing me pleasure, letting me mold you, make you, shape you into the image of my desires. And you follow me. You follow me into trance. You follow me into trance every time you hear my voice. And just as you follow me into trance, you are my sissy boy, and follow me wherever I go. When I go out in public, you go with me. You want everyone to know you belong to me. You belong to Sarnoga. And I want them to know you belong to me. But before we go out, we fix you up, dress you up, make you up. When we go out, you are my little girl, my little pussy girl. You become my girl just as easily as you go into trance when you hear my voice. And you always go into trance when you hear my voice. You are just a little sissy boy, and the change into a girl comes easily. You are only 18, and still without facial hair. You are thin and delicate. Your features fine. Your skin is clear and smooth. A touch of eyeliner, a little lipstick, a little blush and eyeshadow. The smallest touch of makeup is all that is needed. Too much would make you look like a painted whore, a slut. So we use just a small touch of makeup, and you become my pretty little girl. When we go out, I want everyone to see the pretty little girl I have, my pretty little girlfriend. Only you and I know that you are a boy, a teenage sissy boy. To the world, you are my girl. It is easily done, without a skirt or a dress, though they are sometimes nice for a night out and a nice dinner. All we need is a nice pair of jeans, a shirt, a bra underneath, and something to fill it, something temporary. It looks real enough when we are out, but it comes off again when we return home. Back at home, the girly clothes go back in the closet, and the makeup comes off your face. My little girl is just for public show. Around others, I want my pretty little girl. At home, I want my boy, my teenage sissy boy. Few things are better than having a cute little teenage sissy boy at home. At home, you are my sissy boy, but when we go out in public, you become my girl. It embarrasses you, going out in public, dressed like a girl, wearing makeup, and having firm little girl tits. Big breasts are too much. You only need small breasts to let everyone know you are my girl. You blush in shame out in public as a girl, even though only you and I know you are a teenage sissy boy. My teenage sissy boy. Everyone else thinks you are my girl. And I like it that way. At home, The girly clothes go back into the closet with the bra and a fake tits. The makeup comes off. You get back into your boy clothes. You are still delicate and slightly effeminate. You still have a pretty face. But now, it is a cute sissy boy face instead of your pretty girl face. At home, I want a teenage sissy boy. When I want my dick sucked, I want a teenage sissy boy to do it. Girl lips and lipstick are for out in public, just for show. When I want something to kiss, I want tasty teenage boy lips. When I want something to fuck, I want a nice tight boy butt. Let someone else have sloppy girl cunt. When I want someone warm and cute to snuggle up with on the couch as I watch a movie, I want my cute little sissy boy. When it is time to go out again, you feel the shame and embarrassment of once again becoming a girl. My girl. I enjoy changing you into a girl when it is time to go out, humiliating you by making you a girl. To please me, you are becoming good at it because I desire it, because I want to keep my little sissy boy, my house pet, a secret. And you love being my sissy boy at home. But you burn with shame and humiliation when I take you out as my girl. Yet, when you are out, in spite of your humiliation, you know you become excited and aroused, having everyone see you, knowing everyone thinks you are my girl. They look at you, and you know they are thinking that you have a pussy, and that I fuck it. You know they are thinking that you have a pussy, and that they want to fuck it. You can see it in their eyes. You know what they are thinking. You recognize the I want to fuck you look in everyone's eyes. But they think you have a pussy. It is humiliating to know the guys all think you have a pussy and they want to fuck it. They all know I am fucking you, but they think I am fucking your girl pussy. They think you are my pussy girl. And you go along with that because that is what I want them to think. And you know, when we get home, I will fuck you. But first, the girly clothes will come off. The makeup will come off. And then I will fuck you. I will fuck your nice tight boy butt while you beg for more. While you beg for me to fuck you harder, faster, deeper. While you beg for me to go deeper, to take you deeper. Deeper inside you, deeper into trance, deeper and deeper yet. In public, you are my pussy girl, but at home again, you are my teenage sissy boy. You know I prefer your tight teenage boy butt over any sloppy old girl cunt. You also know I prefer that my friends and neighbors think I am fucking girl cunt. You know I prefer that my friends and neighbors think I have a pretty little pussy girl at home instead of my cute teenage sissy boy. The only person who could ever prefer a pussy girl over a teenage sissy boy is someone who has never had a teenage sissy boy. Anyone who has ever fucked teenage boy butt will always know it is better than girl pussy. Still, outside the house, I like my sissy boy to dress up as my little pussy girl, to impress my ignorant friends, the ones who think pussy is better because it is all they have ever had. When we go out, you are always my pussy girl, dressed like my pussy girl, talking and acting like my pussy girl. It is better that people think you are my pussy girl than know you are my teenage sissy boy. If they were to learn that you are really my teenage sissy boy, that my house pet, my fuck toy, is a teenage sissy boy, they might wise up and start looking for a sissy boy of their own. Or they may want my sissy boy. Who needs that? Let them settle for girl pussy. Let them keep sniffing for girl pussy. A good teenage sissy boy, like you, is hard to find. I would rather keep you all to myself. And you are happy being my teenage sissy boy. You love it when I fuck you. When I slide my hard cock into your nice tight boy butt. You love going down on my stiff dick, taking it down your throat. You love licking my stiff dick. You love the feel of your lips on my cock, and my cock in your mouth. You love climbing into bed with me in the afternoon. The feel of my strong body against your smooth skin. You love climbing on top of me and kissing me. You know it excites me, having you on top of me as we kiss, as your little sissy dick starts to stiffen against the hard muscles of my stomach, as I start playing with your sissy boy butt. You love getting me excited. You love using your smooth, sexy body to make me hot and horny. You love arousing me, teasing me, and then rolling over onto your back, your legs pulled up, your tight little hole winking up at me, begging me to fuck it. And I do. I climb on top of you and press your knees back to your shoulders. I push against your tight warm hole. I enter you, thrust inside you, my mouth on yours, sealing my lips to yours, tasting you, our tongues touching, exploring, dancing, thrusting into you. You are lost in pleasure as I fuck your butt, as I kiss and suck your lips. You feel the pleasure as I fuck you. Your little sissy dick shrinking, small, limp and forgotten. The pleasure inside you swallows your awareness. It is everything. Your entire being is focused on the pleasure inside you. As I fuck your teenage boy butt, you feel an orgasm approaching from the inside, from where I am, deep inside you. Your little sissy dick is smaller now, limp and shriveled. Your approaching orgasm gathers inside you as I fuck you, ready to erupt in orgasm, intense. Your entire body aglow with pleasure. as I fuck you, and fuck you, kiss you, approaching an orgasm of my own. You cry out in passion as you feel my hard cock filling you, thrusting inside you, fucking you, like a teenage sissy boy deserves to be fucked. You want to reach up and play with your limp little dick. You want to give yourself that last little push to orgasm. But I am in the way and you can't reach it. So you wrap your arms tightly around me and pull me in closer, deeper into you, pulling me down on top of you, pressing your legs tighter to your chest. You feel me on top of you, in you, starting to tense, to come inside you, pushing even deeper, pressing against you. Your limp little dick starts to squirt out its sissy boy juice onto your stomach, right where a teenage sissy boy is supposed to come, onto his own stomach. That is, when he is allowed to come at all, or when he is not overly excited and coming in his own pants. I pull out and lay on top of you, heavy, my stomach to yours, your little penis still shooting out the last of its juice between us. You love being my teenage sissy boy, even when we go out and you have to be my pussy girl. You are starting to like being my pussy girl in public. When we are out, you actually think that you have a pussy. You start to wish someone would take you and fuck your pussy. Then you remember, you are something better than a pussy girl. You are a teenage sissy boy, and that is as good as it gets. You get fucked like a teenage sissy boy, and that too is as good as it gets. Being a little pussy girl is only out in public, and only pretend. You can live with being a pussy girl in public, so long as you can be a teenage sissy boy when you get home. And when I go out, you go with me. And when you go out with me, you are my pussy girl. Girly hair, girly breasts, your face painted so slightly, so lightly. You are too pretty to need much makeup. You walk like my pussy girl. Move your waist and hips like my pussy girl. You are sometimes embarrassed and humiliated when everyone is looking at you, wanting to fuck your pussy. Other times, you feel bold and daring. My pussy girl, kissing me in public, putting your hand on my pants, rubbing my cock through my pants, letting the world know you want me to fuck you, making all the world want to fuck you, making all the world wish they were me. Everyone knows I am going to fuck you when we get home, but my pussy girl is only make-believe. At home, you once again become my teenage sissy boy, begging for me to fuck your boy butt. You are okay with people thinking you are my pussy girl. So long as home in bed, you can be my teenage sissy boy again, and get fucked like a teenage sissy boy should. At home, the girly clothes come off, and you once again get into your boy clothes with your white cotton sissy boy briefs, the white cotton briefs with the cum stains in them. When you are dressed in your boy clothes, You always wear your white cotton sissy boy briefs. Being a teenage sissy boy, you often get excited and come in your pants. You need your sissy boy underwear to keep from getting cum all over your clothes. But your white cotton briefs are only for home. When you go out, you wear your girly panties, and you never leave cum stains in your girly panties. If you have just been well fucked, before going out, you make sure to put a maxi pad in your panties to keep your panties clean. You always wear girly panties when you go out. When you want to behave like a pussy girl, when you want to look like a pussy girl, you have to dress like a pussy girl. And that means no sissy boy briefs, only girly panties. Sometimes when you go out with me, when you are my pussy girl, you wear a dress or a skirt. It embarrasses you, going out in a dress or skirt, having people see that you are wearing stockings over your shaved legs and wearing your girly dress shoes. Still, you do it because you are my sissy boy and you want to please me. Going out in public as my pussy girl reminds you that at home, you are my teenage sissy boy. I love my teenage sissy boy. You love being my teenage sissy boy. You wish you could always be Sarnoga's teenage sissy boy. My teenage sissy boy. And your wish, your desire, to be my sissy boy is fulfilled every time you listen to this file. You become my teenage sissy boy. You are my teenage sissy boy. Each time you listen to this file, your experience is more intense, more detailed, each time you listen, as if lost in another reality, a reality that is drawing you back, pulling you in, enticing you. You can come back to this file anytime, as often as you like. When you trance, you can always be my sissy boy, Sarnoga's sissy boy. And now it is time for this file to end. It is time for me to go about my business and be on my way. It is time for me to leave you, wishing and longing to be my teenage sissy boy again. To be Sarnoga's teenage sissy boy. In trance, anyone can be Sarnoga's teenage sissy boy. But when awake, only a very special boy can be Sarnoga's teenage sissy boy. And you can wake up now if you wish. But there are other options. You can also choose to remain in trance and listen to another file. Or you may choose to drift off into a nice, pleasant dream. It is quite all right to do that, if that is your desire. Maybe you want to dream of being my teenage sissy boy. If you do, that's fine. I, too, dream of you being my teenage sissy boy. There will be plenty of time to choose after I have gone. Take your time. Choose when you are ready. But whether you choose to wake, or choose to dream, or even if you choose to remain in trance, please remember to come back and be my sissy boy again. Soon. This is Sarnoga, signing off.